This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour, EJV time. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen working on things that are happening that are of import. We're checking the list and making it twice. No, wait a minute. Checking the list and how
making
does that
the
go
list and checking it twice.
We'll do that too, yeah.
Only a curmudgeon would not know how it goes with Santa Claus.
Captain Curmudgeon. So a couple of tariff items here in the quickie department before we get to Jennifer. American sneaker company New Balance, headquartered in Boston, welcomed the president's tough trade stance and has been actively supporting it since 2016. Now, though, they are strongly opposing the latest threat to expand tariffs on China. New Balance says it's the only major company to make more than 4 million pair of athletic shoes a year in our country. Has 5 New England factories, with one more expected to open up in the next year or so. So the catch here, it needs to import component parts from China that are no longer made here in our country. See, this is a lesson so that we all know what is being made here and what isn't being made here. When we talk about some of the electronic things that we all have in our lives, we say, we're not going to buy anything from China. Well, the challenge is to find stuff in the electronics field that isn't, made in China. And so apparently the same thing has happened here. The proposed tariffs, according to New Balance, will, quote, risk our company's overall financial health, which will in turn limit our ability to maintain and reinvest in our American factories. New Balance is going to join a lot of those who are opposed to this proposal in the new round of tariffs on Chinese goods. There are a lot of hearings, as you can imagine, scheduled this week and next week to try to figure out what to do. There are 300 company executives who've signed on so far, and some of these trade group officials scheduled to testify. There are all kinds of companies, as you can imagine, apparel, toys, fishing, works, fireworks. So these companies either represent products that they need to manufacture their goods here, or they simply, some of these companies just simply import and then they resell. So a lot of this. So what do we do? What's the thing? I noticed I didn't really know that there was a tariff problem with India, but apparently there is, because the same sort of thing is happening now. They're imposing some retaliatory tariffs on us. 28 U.S. products, including apples and almonds and walnuts.
The farmers even harder.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because of the stuff that they import from us. It's like the soybean farmers have been hit. I never knew this, but India buys more almonds from us than any other country. Yep. Did you know that about almonds? I didn't know that.
543 million a year. So one of the things, though, that this does bring back around. At first, I was unimpressed by this attempt because it affected the farmers. And I'm not sure where I am right now, because the more you dig into this stuff, these tariffs, and you see how, I guess the word may be ill-advantaged, we have somehow or other, during the last 20 years or so, allowed ourselves, or 30 years, to back into deals or to get backed into corners on deals. And we're not that we need to rattle the sabers around, but we have the most productive, the strongest economy in the world. There are lots of things about us that are better than any other country, and certainly in a stronger position than other countries. So how have we let ourselves get into the NAFTA deal and into the European deals, the China deal? Why do we say yes to all these people in the first place? Is it because it's good for business initially? And then it turns out that it isn't so good for business when you look at it. And is Trump the first one who's realized it? Because he's really the first businessman that's been in this job for, I don't know, some people thought George Bush was a businessman, not a very good one. So, And I guess it depends on how you define good as well, as a good businessman. So, you know, under the circumstances, what really goes on here? Is this better? Many people say it's better for us in the long term because we've been pushed around by these countries. It's time we put our foot down, especially China, where we become so dependent on their stuff. So, it seems to be a conundrum for most people. In your circle of friends, Jennifer, what do they say? Is this a good deal or a bad deal, all these tariffs?
I think
changes.
The sad thing is I think it becomes politically whether or not you like the president. I don't think anybody actually really reads into why we need to do this. I think tariffs, I'm a Republican, I don't like tariffs, but what I do think is important is that we have to, it's almost like going on a diet. It makes people uncomfortable in the short term, but in the long term, if we don't do this, we're going to all be speaking Chinese in 10 years. This is not something to mess around with. We are getting the short end of the stick. We are the most powerful country out there, but somehow our leaders have put us in the weakest position.
Yeah, that's the question. Why?
And so why they did that, I don't know. Were they making other deals that were attached to poor trade deals for our country? I don't know. But the one thing that, there are many things that I like about President Trump. But one thing that I like about him is that he's doing this because it's the right thing to do. It's not politically popular. It may even cost him an election, but he's doing it because it's the right thing to do for the country. And I applaud that. It takes a politician with a backbone to actually do this when even people in your own party don't like it. It's not like he's making anybody happy with the tariffs, but I think people understand when they really dig in why it's necessary.
Victoria, what do you think?
Well, I agree with Jen. I think there are a lot of necessary components to it, and I don't know where this began. This all started a very long time ago.
Started really with Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I mean, then, you know, that's...
Well, maybe Nixon with a China deal. I mean, somewhere in that vicinity, though, or is that after the Vietnam War?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hate the fact that I'm not a fan of China as a nation. I have no love for China really at all. And I think that they have poisoned, they've poisoned so many things. They've killed our animals. They've killed our dogs with their poisonous pet food that people unfortunately, you know, don't read labels and don't know about. It's just, I have zero love for China, and I hate that everything that you buy has a Made in China sticker on it. Would I love to see everything say Made in America? Of course. But, you know, I don't know that it's that realistic. And when you go back to the New Balance story, that's a great American company. I have friends who work for New Balance, and they love, it's just a wonderful company. They're great to their employees. It's a real American tradition. And
yeah, it is a
to have
American,
them, yeah. And to them, for them to even have to say, like, look, we have to buy this stuff from China because it's just not made here. You know, that's part of the problem. Maybe someone should come up with a solution of figuring out how to make stuff
how
here
to make
again.
It in America.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. I'm going to give you a stark example of what China is about. And this is strictly, I'm in Los Angeles, came out for, as I do often, but this was Father's Day weekend, this past weekend. So I decided that I would, as a kid said, well, you're coming out here for, Miles said to me, Gramps. So, yeah, of course, I came for Father's Day. And yesterday, well, we were the day before, I remember it was, I guess it was Saturday. It was either Friday or Saturday. Saturday. Yeah, I didn't come out until Saturday morning. We're at the one of the playgrounds that Miles likes to go to. So I took him over. Megan and I were chatting about things. And a family came in. Obviously, they were Chinese. You could tell by what they were saying and the way their appearance. But what's stark about this is that all of the children were dressed exactly the same. Black pants and a white shirt. Same shoes, same socks. And Megan and I looked at each other, and we thought, this is not how we, you know, normally would you think this, but this is the communist way. The communist way is to get everybody to look alike, to think alike, and even if they come over here, they seem to have, they have that inculcated. So all of these kids looked exactly the same. It was like they were in uniforms. And it wasn't scary, but it was very eye-opening. And we weren't the only ones that noticed it, although I think we were paying close attention to it. These children, every single one of them, was dressed in exactly the same shirt with the same logo, the same pants, everything. And that's what they require in China. You've got to all look the same. It's very... So they've come over here for whatever the reason. Maybe they're working here. I don't know what they're doing. I didn't get that, and it wasn't any of my business. But it was just to observe that social thing They were all dressed the same. They are taught to think alike, not to challenge or question, and it was really quite an eye-opening lesson, frankly. All right, so Jennifer, what do you have that's hot?
An update on Notre Dame. Remember the fire that really kind of, it didn't destroy, but really took a toll on the cathedral in Paris. There's an update on some of the money that's being donated to make these improvements and upgrades to get people back into Notre Dame, which is one of the top tourist destinations in Paris. Apparently, U.S. donors have given 90% of the money behind the first $4.1 million restoration payment for Notre Dame Cathedral. Now, remember, French billionaire after the fire pledged hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild the cathedral after the fire in April, but their donations have yet to materialize. Isn't that interesting? As squabbles continue over the direction of the cathedral's reconstruction and the contracts to support it, reconstruction and cleanup efforts, some of it focused on the release of toxic lead dust, are occurring at Notre Dame, even as rebuilding's the ultimate scope is actually figured out. The first payment, which comes from Charity Friends of Notre Dame in Paris, is needed to pay the employees to do that work. The big donors haven't paid, according to the Associated Press, not even a penny, and they want to know where their money is being spent and if they agree to how it's being used before they hand it over. They don't just want to pay employee salaries. So that first payment is being made all pretty much with American money, 90% of it. So. Yeah. Interesting to figure it out, but that first the first stage is going on. They're trying to get it redone and open again in the next couple of years, and clearly they're going to need that money from those donors as they promised to get that to happen.
Yeah, I read that they had $953 million was raised, but less than 10% of that has actually even reached the hands of the people in charge of trying to rebuild it. So they did a, I don't know if you guys saw the images from this, but they did a mass. It was the first service that they've done since the fire, and the priests are all wearing construction helmets. But they broadcast it on TV because they're trying to, like, get the donations going.
Once again, America comes to the plate, steps up first. Back to America being the most generous. We are the best in most areas, and this is another example of it. 19 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Recognize his voice. You might not think this was the style Garth Brooks is most known for. I think it's more like pop than it is country. Anybody else agree with me on this? This song, Lay Down and Dance? Yeah, right. He really, though, make it on the pop charts? I never hear any of his songs on any AC stations. But this one might make it there, as it turns out. Lay Down and Dance. Garth Brooks interrupting his current run of stadium dates with a smaller and much more intimate appearance outside of Detroit. There's a radio station there having a hoedown. Brooks was the surprise guest during the radio station WYCD's 37th hoedown at the Energy Music Theater, which is a smaller venue than he's used to, 15,000 seats in an amphitheater. 15-minute performance commemorated the 30th anniversary of his first and only other appearance at the festival, a couple of months after the release of his self-titled debut album. He said, quote, I was lucky enough to play this gig 30 years ago. Has he been around that? It's hard to believe he's been around 30 years. So I just wanted to come out and say thank God and thank you guys for the ride of my life. Brooks followed with partial versions of favorites like That Summer, Two Pina Coladas, The River, and The Thunder Rolls, letting the crowd sing almost as much as he did, so they certainly know what goes on with him. After the dance, the headliner of the hoedown, Brantley Gilbert, came on stage to request an encore. Brooks finished with another sing-along, Friends in Low Places. That's my favorite.
That song is iconic.
It
sure is, yeah.
If they were really able to keep his surprise appearance under wraps, that's amazing. Can you imagine being in that crowd and all of a sudden, like, the biggest country star, like, on the planet comes out?
Shows
that's
up.
Huge.
Yep. Yeah, very big. So anyway, when he walked off, they had a video of his hoedown show when he was there first in 1989. He said, funny how the circle sometimes completes itself. I came here 30 years ago with just a dream, and you guys treated me like somebody. I came back tonight with just a guitar, and you treated me like everybody. So then he moves on now. Later in the month, he goes back onto the stadium tour, starting in Eugene, Oregon. Four more dates to follow in the U.S. and in Canada. So there's the story. Garth Brooks and our musical focus here. Moving along to another. Wasn't Tricia Yearwood his wife?
They are married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're married now. Okay.
Yeah. Right. They've been married so for a while now, right, Jen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They seem to be quite devoted to each other, too, right?
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, she, Mrs. Garth Brooks, known as Tricia Yearwood, gearing up to spend a lot of the fall this year on the road as part of the Every Girl on Tour. The tour kicks off October 3rd in Nashville for three nights. She performs with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. That sounds like be kind of fun, actually. Did you see the profile on 60 Minutes this weekend? The story of the new conductor of the New York Philharmonic. What an interesting story, the guys. Yeah, it was fascinating, frankly. Anyway, this tour for Tricia Yearwood goes to New York, Boston, Chicago, among other cities. She said, quote, I can't wait to take my tour solo for the first time in 5 years. I've been absolutely overwhelmed by the positive response to Every Girl in This Town. And as enthusiastic as folks are about my new music and upcoming tour, I don't think there's anybody more excited about it than me. So good for her. Tricia Yearwood in our music focus here on the DJB show at 28 past.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration insisting that Iran was behind the attacks this past Thursday on a pair of oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. U.S. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it should be answered with a military strike on Iran.
We can make a military response in a time and in a manner of our choosing, but yes, unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Cotton speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, some Iranian lawmakers are blaming the U.S. for the attacks. The Speaker of Iran's parliament saying the attacks on the tankers, quote, seem to complement the economic sanctions against Iran. Proceedings to get started today in San Diego in a war crimes court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was accused of killing a teenage ISIS fighter, as well as two civilians. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
It's 33 at the hour now, actually 34 at the hour. On the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Before we get to Victoria's big story this half hour, a couple of quickies. I was very interested to note the trends in hemp oil. We talk about this on the air. We talk about it off the air, the things I just said to Jennifer a few minutes ago, because she has some allergies, and they've shown up as skin allergies. So I said, put some hemp oil on it. And then I started thinking back to what's going on in my home state of Massachusetts in comparison to every other state in the country. And the reason that I tell you the story is not necessarily because of what's being done by the state to prevent The folks who have CBD oil, they're making it, putting it in food, putting it in all kinds of things that are helpful to us health-wise and otherwise. But because of the influence of Big Pharma, and this, and let this be a lesson to people around the country who are onto this, the Big Pharma influence in Massachusetts because of what companies are located there has so, this is New Jersey, I think, has some noise being made in this area, but I don't know if they've done the same thing Massachusetts is doing. They have, last week announced, the state said they are going to prohibit anybody who manufactures any kind of CBD product, any kind of hemp oil product, from claiming that it's good for anything and that it can't be. You can use it in food, but you can't tell people that you're using it in food. You can use it in salves or whatever, but you can't tell people that you put it in there. This is the most asinine, backward, obvious influence of Big Pharma that you can find in the country. And as I said, because they're big pharmaceutical companies located in New Jersey as well, it'll be interesting to see what court.
Well, we've got medical marijuana here, but it's been a slow burn.
Yeah, marijuana has nothing to do with hemp. That's the problem that people keep saying.
Well, we've got tons of CBD stuff. That's all. Yeah, they haven't stopped that yet. But we have medical marijuana. But we have, and they're opening up a bunch more dispensaries for medical marijuana. But for whatever reason, New York and New Jersey, even though they're blue states and have kind of been vocal about moving forward with legalizing recreational marijuana, absolutely nothing has been done. So it's kind of, something's up. It's very, it is weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, but it's very interesting to see the power of these people. Make no mistake about it. They'll try to. Interesting because some of the companies that are doing this, that are making hemp oil products and CBG, have ramped up radio spending. There are a lot of people that are buying radio time to sell this product or these products because there are lots of different products that you can buy. They're on the market. You know, go to Whole Foods, they're loaded with them. And most of the national drug chains, they have all of this stuff all over the place. You can get it, you know, most anywhere. CBD is.
I don't know how much longer they'll be able to, you know, stand
aside.
It's just, I think at some point the dam is going to burst and everyone's going to understand that there are alternatives. Look, there's nothing wrong with taking a medication that you need, but there are a lot of alternatives where, you may not have to go with the prescription drug stuff. So
right.
I think that's eventually people are going to catch on to that.
Mm-hmm. All right. The other thing that I want to make note of, I don't know how many of you have watched on HBO, there's been a series, it's a dramatic series about Chernobyl. You're all familiar with Chernobyl,
I can't
right?
even watch it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's very disturbing.
My mom's been watching it. She can't take it.
Yeah.
Well, because the catastrophe that was Chernobyl had such an impact not only on that region, but basically on people's attitude toward nuclear power all around the world. And this is what I'm getting. I have watched a little of it. I don't want to see the gore that came about as a result of what happened because of the explosion. That plant was made out of cardboard. The Russians knew that they were making a flimsy plant, but they wanted to get into the power. They wanted, like a lot of other things with the Russians, they wanted to be in it with the rest of the world, but they always do it the cheap way. The Russians, I know that I would say this about the Chinese, but the Russians always cheap everything out. Everything is cheap, 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 poorly constructed. Just and so with this HBO series, there are two things that I get out of it. One, that this Chernobyl thing was a horror show for the people there, and the Russians didn't give a damn about it anyway. I remember landing in Kiev back in the 90s after it happened, 2 or 3 years after it happened, and the airport's only 30 miles from the Chernobyl plant. And what had happened there in that region to the farms, to the animals, to the things that were growing on these farms. It just really, just to see it, you wouldn't believe it.
It's horrible.
But then the other side of it is that there, if you do it the right way, there is such a need, especially when we talk so much about the environment and those sorts of things, appropriately so, for nuclear power as well as solar power or wind power or whatever it is, because if it's done right, It's good. We need nuclear power more than ever because of the impact of fossil fuels. And people say, well, what about the stuff that comes, the spent rods and all that stuff? If it's handled properly, and that's why you don't want the Russians messing, and I don't even know you want the Chinese messing with it because they don't give a damn. But when you have responsible companies and countries doing this, it can be a big boon. I know that's what I've taken away.
Well, in Japan, it was only a few years ago that they had the nuclear accident there, and that made it all the way to the fish on the West Coast. I mean, they were catching fish that were clearly had been poisoned with nuclear waste. So, and I consider Japan to be pretty technologically savvy and responsible, so it can happen anywhere.
I just think it's stunning. My mom told me that they said 31 people died, I think, but the real number was like 93,000.
Yeah.
What, in Chernobyl? Or the accident in Japan?
No, with Chernobyl.
And again, the Russians didn't give a damn. And they don't. They just don't. All right, so that's my summary of my view of the HBO show. What do we have, Victoria?
A kind of an interesting and disturbing story it's a developing story, so we'll probably be hearing more about this in the coming weeks. But according to an investigation from a nonprofit news organization, they have found that hundreds of active and retired police officers and law enforcement personnel are congregating in private Facebook groups where they have been caught engaging in open racism, Islamophobia, and even lend support to violent anti-government groups. And so they have identified about 400 and so many people they've identified are current officers or retired, and it's really scary when you think about like the kind of stuff that they're participating in, the language that's being used, the language that's been exposed. These are private Facebook groups, so they're not available to the public. They are only, you have to join in, and essentially, you know, you have to be a part of the movement. And so Facebook has remained kind of quiet on this. They said they're looking into it, but because of some of these threads that have now come out, and several news sites have reported this, there are investigations being opened up in police stations across the country now, because they want to, rightfully so, they want to see what's happening, and they want to know what's going on with their officers. And this is not even just in one specific area. This has been, these groups have been mapped across the country. And so there's a lot of activity here. Now, Facebook is getting, they're getting some heat too, because Facebook has been very vocal about cracking down on hate speech and things like that, because they say it violates their user agreements. And so they have these, I mean, but I don't understand why. I guess some of the question in the tech end of it is why are they not flagging groups that are actually using phrases like Ku Klux Klan, Confederate Brothers and Sisters, you know, anti-government things, militia groups. It's Facebook's, I don't know, I'm not sure what's going on with Facebook, but this is going to completely blow up in their face. And ultimately, this is obviously the larger issue here, is that they have 400 users who are confirmed to be either currently employed as police officers, sheriffs, and prison guards, or they're retired in those positions. And so it just kind of shows there's obviously a very strong sentiment that is pretty racist, and we know that, and Islamophobic too.
There needs to be at the top. They need to get a handle on this. They need to clean these elements out. I'm thinking about two different episodes of popular TV shows that have addressed this very issue recently. There was an episode of Blue Bloods where the internal workings of one of these groups became a theme, actually. Not just one episode, but it became a theme of much of the series for that particular season. And Chicago PD recently did the same sort of thing with an element of Chicago police, the police department, members of the police department being completely racist, shooting a black guy for no reason, that kind of stuff. Asking, you know, in that circumstance, asking the questions that need to be asked. I think you're right about that.
And you know, these are cops who are living in Los Angeles, New York City, other major cities. This is not something where you say, oh, okay, this is some, you know, rural sheriff and like two deputies or whatever. This is a big group of police officers throughout the entire country. And militia movements, that's pretty scary too.
Shameful. 45 past the hour on the DJV program.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Natural disaster season is upon us. June brings the start of hurricane season, and severe storms this spring have already been unusually intense, with over 500 reports of tornadoes. Even if you don't think you're in an area prone to a threat, it's important to be prepared for extreme weather that could strike at any time. Meteorologist Bonnie Schneider shares tips to help you prepare for Mother Nature's worst.
Get together your basic disaster supplies, including a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and water, photocopies of your credit cards and ID, first aid kit, flashlight, a radio, and batteries. It's important to make sure your insurance is up to date and that you are properly protected. Esurance helps simplify insurance with Coverage Counselor, an online tool that helps you better understand and select coverages that may be right for you. It's just another way Esurance is making insurance surprisingly painless.
Esurance is not available in all states. For more information, visit www.esurance.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today. At 800-208-1797.
Calitrin. I have been recommending this product for several years to lose weight, to feel great. I use it 4 capsules before I go to bed every night because not only does it help you get the weight off, but you keep it off. That's my experience.
I take it for the arthritis. A lot of people take it for the sleep. So there's many, many benefits to Calitrin, but there's absolutely no side effects. You know, if you don't need to lose weight, you're not going to. It has all the extra benefits. And again, if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on prescription meds, it is perfectly safe.
So stick with it for the long haul. It has all these other benefits that go with it as well. And if you use the code DJV, you'll get free shipping. Take action right now. Go to toploss.com, check the box for DJV for free shipping, and get $10 off every bottle you buy. 90-day supply is $30 off. DJV, the code for free shipping at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is a very interesting situation. We always find ourselves looking around. I think there are so many things that are happening in the universe. And it isn't just our universe here. It's the universe in general. It sort of gives some people the willies, though, when I was looking at the results of Men in Black over the weekend. And this is really sort of a play. Don't you think, ladies, on the whole business of we're not alone, it's supposed to be a comedy, and it's supposed to be a drama, and it's supposed to, you know, it's full of creepy crawly creatures. I remember seeing the first one. Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith were in the first one, and it was, I forget who else was in it, but it was, I didn't know what to expect, so I went, and even though creepy crawly creatures just give me, like that Godzilla movie that's around now, I saw about 30 seconds of the trailer in another movie before it came out, and I just thought, oh my God, why would you want to watch that stuff? And then, you know, you bring it around to Men in Black and the creepy crawly creatures that are in that. Even though they're cleverly done, it does give us cause to think about who else is around. It really does. I think if there are beings that are capable of replicating us, then I'm betting that there are. Do you think that's too wild and too far out or not? Yes? No?
Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
You're always a little far out.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
Say. Well, I have a great imagination. I think it plays well, certainly in some of our conversations here on the DJV program, where it's 10 minutes for the hour.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating.
This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 62219 in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are we all ready to eat well this summer? That's an oxymoron here. Eating well does not necessarily go with the summer when you consider how much food is cooked outside. But is it all bad? The editor-in-chief of Eating Well magazine, Jesse Price, is here with us to talk about what we ought to, maybe some of the tips that she has from her perch as to eating well and still enjoying the things that go with summertime. Nice to have you here, Jesse. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, summer, I have to say, really is all about eating well because it's farmer's market season.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You live up in Vermont, where I live in Massachusetts, and a lot of people around the country that are listening. We have a lot of listeners in the areas of the country where farming is first, and people live in rural America, so they know about what you are speaking. Although I think now there are more farmers markets almost anywhere and everywhere, aren't there, than there used to be?
Yeah, so in the last 25 years, the number of farmers markets has gone from about 23 or 2,500 to over 8,000 across the U.S. So it is definitely not a rural just a Midwestern thing or anything. I mean, farmers markets are everywhere. Absolutely. It's everyone is into them these days, and that's good news, for eating well, for sure.
So you've written a book, Eating Well Vegetables. You organize vegetables from A to Z. Let's get a little summary or a syllabus of that book.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that book was so fun to work on. And it was something that I pitched to our publisher. I said, how about, you know, a reference book all about vegetables? Because vegetables, you know, are kind of the absolute core of our messaging around what is healthy. We always say, you know, if we can just get people just to get excited about vegetables and eat a little more produce, they're probably going to be healthier. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's actually really simple. Just that one small step can improve almost all of our diets. So we pitched the book, the publisher liked the idea, and we were thrilled. So it's arranged A to Z, as you said. Each vegetable has its own chapter, and it has information like, you know, the sort of background information about the vegetable, how it grows, where it came from, what kind of cuisine it's used in. Then we have basic, you know, shopping advice, prepping advice, storage advice, really basic, you know, how to cook it, just like how to roast it, how to grill it, how to steam it. But then we each chapter also, of course, has full-blown recipes for that vegetable.
All right. So you also advise be your I was going to fall for the trap, BYOB, but the B here doesn't mean booze. It means bag. All right. How's that? This is good environmental advice.
Oh, yeah, that's right up my alley. So when you go to the farmer's market, I would say absolutely bring your own bags. That is good for the environment, but it's also good for the farmer. So one of the farmers we talked to for this story in the magazine right now that's all about how to crush the farmer's market like a pro, that farmer told us that last year he spent $4,000 on shopping bags for the farmer's market. So that can have a real impact on a farmer's bottom line. So absolutely bring your own bags. I would also say, you know, speaking of the farmer's bottom line, bring cash. Most farmers today at the farmer's market will accept credit cards, but if you can pay with cash, you're putting a couple extra percentage points in their pocket, and that's good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. I'm a farmer. I don't know if you knew that, if you were told. I'm a dairy farmer.
No.
I used to be a broadcaster. And I have I have an ice cream farmer's market on my farm. You can go to eastleyfarm.com and see what goes on my farm. But so this is going to affect what you find at the farmer's market and what you pay for it. But I think you've done a fabulous service here. If you go to eatingwell.com, Eatingwell Magazine's website is eatingwell.com, you can take advantage of all the work that Jesse has done, not only the books, but the magazine, understand how to work the farmer's market, what really is fresh, what really is local, and then, you know, there are a few people that come into town from someplace else that probably are not worth as much time as the locals. There's all kinds of great ways to find the right food and to cook it well. This is a great job, Jesse. Congratulations on your work. Eatingwell.com. Jesse Price here on the DJB Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.